Well, last time we talked with David Wilder, who is the spokesperson for the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, dating back 4,000 years ago to Father Abraham, way back there in the book of Genesis. When Abraham came as told by the Lord and given a promise that he would give him a piece of real estate, he came into what is known as Hebron, the second most sacred city in all of Judaism, the location for the burial site of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hey, David, I want to ask you, did you have a good time with your family up there in Shiloh, out of Hebron, but in a very important and historic city as well there in Shiloh? Do you and your family have a great Feast of Tabernacles?
We had a lovely time there. My youngest daughter has just moved there, and so we spent last Sabbath with her and her husband and their 8-month-old baby and had a great time, and then came on back home to Hebron.
Yes, and got back to some activities unfolding there that maybe are not very pleasant. As I understand it, there was an Israeli Defense Force soldier that was shot in the location. Talk to us about what did actually take place.
On Sunday and Monday of this past week, we had our big celebrations here. On Monday, we had a big music festival. And Sunday evening, I guess at about 6 o'clock, a soldier was shot and killed by an Arab terrorist sniper who, as far as I know, has not yet been apprehended. He was shot and killed, and that did put a little bit of a damper on the activities here. We were very upset, of course. We've gone through these things before, and then there were a lot of question marks about whether the celebrations would continue the next day. But the Army decided that they weren't going to cancel them, and we certainly weren't going to cancel them. So the next day, we had about 25,000 people here.
Wow. Now, normally the population of Hebron, somewhat about 800 or 900, maybe 1,000 people living in Hebron itself?
That's correct, Jimmy.
And when you live there, you're telling me, and people may not understand this, that's why I'm asking these questions. It's so natural to you, but you're living there under protection of the Israeli Defense Force and a number of soldiers in the area to protect these families.
That's correct. The soldiers are here to protect us. They're also here to make sure that our visitors are safe. We have close to 1 million visitors here every year. They're also here to make sure that terrorists can't get out of Hebron and commit terrorist attacks throughout the state of Israel. They play a very, very important role here. They work very, very hard. And as we saw this week, sometimes their lives are even in jeopardy.
Well, you talk about terrorists. Are there not a number of terrorist cells that would be in what could be referred to as the Arab portion of Hebron?
The number of terrorists and terrorist cells in potential are very, very large. We've seen, you know, there's different kinds of terrorist activity. Sometimes it's shooting. We've also seen, even as we speak now, rock and firebomb attacks throughout the city. They've basically been pushed far enough away so that it doesn't hit our buildings and doesn't come into our neighborhoods. But that's what they'd like to do. The Army works very hard to try to prevent these things from happening. They try to get to these terrorists and the terrorist cells before the terrorists are actually able to perpetrate their crimes and their murders. And most of the time, they succeed. Unfortunately, as we saw this week, sometimes they don't succeed.
Now, the Prime Minister got upset about this. Also, the Minister of Defense, Yalon, and they both have made statements. Number one, they're going to get to this sniper. But number two, because of this attack, the Prime Minister, who had basically stopped the Jewish people in Hebron from taking over and starting to move in and live in a building right next to Machpelah Cave, as I understand it. We talked about that on previous broadcast. But now they're saying that that property can be yours and you can occupy it.
This is a building that we bought. It was purchased for a lot of money, for hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's gone through judicial panels which have verified and confirmed the legality of the purchase. However, even with that, we still need permission from the defense minister and the prime minister to actually be able to move into these buildings. And for political reasons, sometimes they're very hesitant to allow us to do that. Following the murder of the soldier, Netanyahu said something like, anybody who thinks they'll be able to uproot the first Jewish community in Israel is mistaken. And then he ordered what seemed to be a directive to allow us to move into the building because all of the legal tangles and problems had already been finished and we had been cleared. So he gave that what seemed to be an order. However, unfortunately, as the politics and bureaucracy goes here, they still haven't let us move in. There are people in the Israeli left that are trying very hard to prevent us from moving in. The Arabs went to the Supreme Court, and after they went to the court, the government's response was, well, Netanyahu didn't give a directive. It was just a sort of like moral support, but he's not getting involved in the details. So as soon as everything is all ready, then we can move in, but that hasn't happened yet. So we don't know what they're waiting for. We've given them all the documents. It's been cleared. They're just holding it up. There are people that don't want us to move in there, and they're holding it up. And we're hoping that one of these days, very soon, those tunnels will all get straightened out, and we will be in that building.
For those eavesdropping on the conversation, one of the reasons I'm talking with David Wilder about this particular incident and the possibility of the Jewish people being able to take a home that they paid hundreds and thousands of dollars for and move into it is because of the fact that there is peace negotiations going on now between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and it's being directed and helped to happen by the United States, the Secretary of State, John Kerry. Howbeit, it does not look like the Palestinian Arabs want to coexist. But, of course, their basic thrust there in Hebron is because it is such a holy location to the Jewish people. Would that probably be a lot of their motivation, David?
That's part of their motivation. Their motivation is they don't want us in Israel, period, whether it be in Hebron or Jerusalem or Tel Aviv or Be'er Sheva or Haifa. As far as they're concerned, it's all the same. Of course, they don't want us here. Hebron is one of the very few, probably the only city in Judea and Samaria where there are actually Jews and Arabs that live together. They're very upset at our presence here. They're very upset at our presence in the Tomb of the Patriarchs. They believe that it's a mosque, and only they're allowed to be there, and only they're allowed to worship there. And they will do whatever they can to try to move us out, to try to get us out one way or the other. But, you know, we're a very stubborn people, as it says in the Bible. We're stiff-necked people. We don't give up. This is our home, and we're going to stay here. And over the last month and a half, almost 2 months, we've had probably close to about 100,000 people who have come to show their support for us in Hebron, just as even this week, even after the murder of the soldier, the next day 25,000 people came in. A few days since then, we've had probably close to another five. So you're talking about over the entire holiday, somewhere between 30,000 to 40,000 people here.
Wow. Hebron is a very historic site. It's key to Judaism itself, the location for the burial site of the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's why we focus on this particular event that has happened this last week with the spokesperson for the Jewish community there in Hebron, David Wilder. David, thank you so very much for keeping us informed on really what's going on there, the progress being made by the Jews, and all the persecution that's taking place as well. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, buddy.
Thanks, Jimmy.